I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way. Oh, sister, let's go down. Come on down, let's go down. Oh, brother, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Who is ready to go down to the river to pray? Who's ready to study about that good old way? I'm bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I remember a number of years ago at my previous church, a man was preparing to be baptized. At that time, and this was when I first went to the church at Roxburgh in the early 80s, the church still had a policy that if somebody wanted to become a member of our congregation and they had not been baptized by immersion, they were required to do so. Thank the good Lord, we changed that while I was there. After a very, very intentional study on baptism, we realized that baptism doesn't belong to the church. Baptism doesn't belong to Baptists. The only one who can validate and authenticate baptism is the Holy Spirit of God. And so we changed it, this policy we have here. But I remember telling this man, I'm afraid that you're going to have to be immersed. It's, you know, in our Constitution. And he's told me, I'll never forget what he said. He said, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It's only a symbol. Do what? Excuse me? Are you telling me that baptism is only a symbol? My friends, if baptism is merely a symbol, then the Word of God is merely a symbol. If baptism is merely a symbol, then the creative power of God is only a symbol. If baptism is only a symbol, then transformed lives are only symbolic. Baptism is a holy collision that takes place when you have water, when you have the Spirit, and when you have the Word. And we find water at the very beginning of creation in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Remember the words, darkness covered the face of the deep. And then we read that it was the Spirit of God that hovered over the water. You had the Spirit, you had the water, but then comes the creative Word, let there be. And there was a holy collision between the Spirit, between the water and the Word. And that holy collision resulted in creation. And in the second chapter of Genesis that William read earlier in the Garden of Eden, you have that great story about a river. River that symbolizes the life-giving water of God that flows from the Garden of Eden, and then it becomes four different rivers covering the whole face of the earth. Ancient man thought there were four corners of the earth. And you notice there were two of those rivers that we have all heard, the Tigris and the Euphrates. But there were two rivers you've never heard of before outside of Genesis. The Pishon, is that right? And the Gihon. Got it? That tells us something. The water that flows out of Genesis is of this world, Tigris and Euphrates, but it's not of this world. Just as the Garden of Eden, the miracle of creation, is of this world, but it's not of this world. And we begin to see the holy collision between the water and the Word and the Spirit. When Moses led the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt, they came to the Red Sea. And they were standing at the Red Sea, and there was a holy collision between the Spirit, between the Word, and the waters parted. And then after wandering in the wilderness, how many years? 40 years in the wilderness they wandered. Somebody said because Moses was too stubborn to stop and ask directions. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and they come to the banks of the Jordan River. They're standing on Jordan's stormy banks and casting a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where their possessions would lie. And there was a collision, a holy collision between water, the Spirit, and the Word, and the waters parted. And they crossed the River Jordan into the promised land. And throughout the centuries, there have been holy collisions that have taken place when God's Word collided with the Spirit and there was water. The prophet Isaiah, in the 64th chapter of Isaiah, he prays this prayer. Oh, that thou wouldst tear the heavens open. God, if you would tear the heavens open and allow your Spirit to descend. That prayer was answered at the baptism of Jesus. And this is from the first chapter of Mark, the other reading that William shared with us a few moments ago. In that reading, Jesus goes into the water of the Jordan River, that same Jordan River, and after he is baptized by John, did you hear what happened? He comes up out of the water, and suddenly the prayer of the prophet Isaiah is realized. The heavens are torn open. In fact, the word that is used by Mark is the same word uttered by Isaiah. It means a violent action, ripping open. The heavens are torn open. The Spirit of God descends. And then you hear the word, the voice of God. This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. A holy collision. The water, the Spirit, and the Word. Through the years, I have seen this holy collision take place time and time again. I remember in my first church, Johnny Parker, a young man who had many challenges, many limitations. And I remember standing in the baptistry trying to convince him to come on down because he literally got cold feet at the last minute. And when he stepped into the water, he uttered the words, "Whoo, boy, this water's cold." But I baptized Johnny Parker. And when he came up out of the water, I'll never forget, he held his hands up like this. And he looked at his hands, and he turned them over. And he had the biggest smile on his face when he walked out of the baptistry in newness of life. There was a holy collision that had taken place. And I've seen the holy collision that has taken place in this baptistry many, many times through the years. I've seen the holy collision take place in the warm, salty waters of the Caribbean off of Southwater Key in Belize. And I want to tell you something. When you see young people who are literally running into the water to be baptized, that is a holy collision. And many of us experienced a holy collision on our last pilgrimage to the Holy Land. We had designated a certain morning that we were going to have a baptism in the Jordan River. And we woke up that morning, and let me tell you, it was pouring down rain. It was raining cats and dogs. And I remember a few people asked me, are we still going to have the baptism? And I said, well, you know, we're going to get wet either way. But we didn't want it pouring down rain. We got onto the bus. Those of you who were there remember. And suddenly it stopped raining, and the sun came out. And on a beautiful morning, the morning sun, we walked into the cold waters of the Jordan River, one by one, and we experienced a holy collision of the Spirit and the water and the Word. Who will come and go with me? Who will come and go into the water to pray? Studying about that good old way. Oh, sisters, let's go down. Come on down, let's go down. Oh, brother, let's go down. Down to the water to pray.